Hi, this is Variety Shun of Verified Kasha Media Podcast Live. I just had a gentleman that just reached out to me to ask me a question about the Naira changes, because the Naira is going to be changing over this month. Actually, the new design for their new Naira is going to take place on December the 15th. The old Naira current design is going to go out December the 15th, and the new Naira will be coming into place in January 2023, which is going to be a combination of Bitcoin, blockchain, gold, and the Naira dollar as well. And he was like, "Is that are you serious? Is that true?" I said, "Yes, it is, honey. Yes, it is. Yes, it is." And I said, actually, it's going to be worth more than the American dollar." And he was thinking, no, American dollar is more than everyone. No, not more than gold, baby. Not more than gold. Not more than blockchain and not more than Bitcoin. No, it's not, honey. A Bitcoin right now, baby, is worth over $17,000 just for one Bitcoin. And then you add the cost of what gold is today along with that. And then you get what blockchain, and then you get what the Naira is worth. You got quite a few different currencies all in one, baby. Absolutely. See, this is how the game is right now with the government. The old wage, slave wage game is to pay you every week or every 2 weeks, okay? See, the government has not enforced employers to pay their employees by Bitcoin, because they don't want to do that. They know that if they did that, people wouldn't be on welfare. People would not be even on the SSI or the Social Security or the retirement. Because if the government had to pay you by Bitcoin themselves, then you'll be getting $17,000, because that would be the new currency rate and value. So they haven't argued about paying you by Bitcoin instead of just giving you once a month. They know people would be able to get on their feet. They know they wouldn't be any homelessness. They know people would be able to pay their bills and go buy cars and do what they got to do if they had to pay you by Bitcoin. Because right now, Bitcoin is over $17,000 versus them paying you $1,000 a month. One Bitcoin of a portion of a Bitcoin is $1,000. There are people who's getting SSI to get less than that. And they decrease it. So no, the government hasn't enforced it or say, "Hey, employers," or "Hey, Social Security," or any other welfare agency or anything like that, to pay you by Bitcoin value. Because if they did that, they have to pay you a whole amount up front for the year. You know, even if you were getting paid minimum wage, the current minimum wage right now is $18 an hour. If you were to work 40 hours a week, then you calculate that by, that's like $2,000 and some dollars a month. I think $2,820 a month. But if you were to calculate that, multiply that by 12 months, that's over $35,000. That's like over $34,000. So that equals two Bitcoins. They would have to pay you two Bitcoins. Our employer would have to pay you two Bitcoins up front for work. I'm sure if they did that with people, people wouldn't call in. They would come to work. They wouldn't skip out on work. I think people would come in to work on time, and be early, come on in, do their job, and move on, because they got their money up front. But that's the new currency. See, the thing is when you're in business, a lot of people who are self-employed pay each other in digital currency now. That's why they're self-employed, because of the value of the currency, of digital currency. And the thing about having digital currency is that you get your own currency designed and get your own currency on the market as well. So you buy my currency, I buy your currency. You invest in my currency, I invest in your currency. You exchange my currency, I exchange your currency. That's how it goes. And everybody is getting paid and using each other's currency. And then you set up to use each other's multi-currency and use multi-currency for payments or acceptance. Same thing. But the government has not enforced it, because they don't want to pay you all that kind of money up front. You know what I'm saying? So if everyone who was at the welfare office or at the Social Security was to get just one Bitcoin or a portion of Bitcoin, it would be what it's worth of that Bitcoin. Either the yearly amount of the Bitcoin for 1 year, of which your payment would be at the Social Security or the welfare, it'd be like over $17,000. If that's what it comes to, or however much the amount would be, or if it was just a portion of the Bitcoin, which is like a bite of it is like $1,000. So if that helps you get on your feet, then the government is not really trying to help you get on your feet and be wealthy. So what you need to do, go into the new age and the new age of living, baby, digital currency assets, you know. So that's it. That's all I have to say. So that's how it's going down right now. So yeah, they're flipping it. It's all going to be combined with Naira. Because, you know, Nigeria was the country that they brought many slaves from, along with other countries of Africa that were brought to America. And that same country that they brought people from America, then they got more money than America now. So, okay. You know, people still African. People are still Nigerian. Just because you brought people over here and that's their ancestry doesn't mean they're no longer that. They're still that. Anyway, but that's what's going on right now in today's world. This is 2022, Gray, going to 2023. And this is Variety Show, the Verified Kasha Media Podcast Live, giving you a commentary on digital currency. Take care. Bye-bye.
So here we are, years after Katrina, but the system make it feel like it was just yesterday. I got an idea. I got a plan. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen.
Like Dego 1000, like whoosh. Yeah. That go 2,000. Yeah. I do that dance about 10 yeah. times, that's 20,000. Yeah. Big Daddy Maine, yeah. I get my gals allowance. Then I will allow them to go browsing. The only thing they say when they come back to my house is whoosh. Daddy, that go 1,000 like whoosh. Yeah. The Mac Maine. Mac Maine on them. Yeah. EA Sports, I got game on them. Yeah. 500 degrees, Lil Wayne on them.
I make a skip with all their love, T-Pain on them.
If you got money, yeah, and you know it, yeah, take it out your pocket and show it and throw it back. It's the way, got away, it's the way, got away, yeah. If you getting mugged from everybody you see, then hang over the wall of the VIP line. It's the way, got away, it's the way, got away, yeah.
Yeah, get Jungle Wayne on it, a.k.a. Mr. Mickey Ray.
Okay, of course we got caught. But that ain't the only thing we got. Young Money, baby.
Separate with minds. You are everything, including my dime. I see you all the time, you are so fine. So crisp, so sharp, you cut me. I wanna get my wounds healed, but I'm thinking you love me. I guess I'm fooling myself, I guess I fell for the wealth. Sometimes it's like I wanna all to myself.
Hi, this is Variety Shonen here for Akashi Media Podcast. I give you a commentary on digital currency. Digital currency is one of our newest ways of payments. To make payments to pay your bills, to handle your business, and do whatever it is that you need to do, and also grow your digital assets. Digital currency is something that most self-employed people are doing right now. It's very common among artists, singers, writers, people who are just self-employed, who are actually creating their own currency as well. And then when you create your own currency, you have other people who have their own currencies, such as in the Bitcoin format or the Litecoin and things like that. You create your own currency and you get your currency on a stock exchange, you get it invested, and then you also get an exchange. So basically, you're using someone else's currency and someone else is using your currency. They're exchanging your currency, you're exchanging their currency, you're investing in their currency, and they're investing in your currency. So it's all going back and forth. It's really a win-win situation. And like I said before in my previous podcast, that if the government really wanted to enforce employers to pay by Bitcoin, they could, but they have not done that. You know, because an employer might say, I don't want to pay by Bitcoin because I don't have that much money on hand to pay by Bitcoin. But they could, because the average minimum wage right now is about $18 an hour. And that's a little over $34,000 a year. And one Bitcoin is over $17,000. So if an employee wanted to pay the employee one Bitcoin, even if it was just for 6 months of half of that, they could do so by one Bitcoin payment. I'm sure people would call in, like a lot of people do. They call in. I think more people will go to work and come on time and leave and, you know, do what they're supposed to do. I really believe they would. Versus just being paid the old method of just working daily, weekly, and then getting a paycheck or direct deposit. But if they paid them by Bitcoin, they still could do it by direct deposit through their bank account as well, too, if the employer wanted to pay that way. But however, the government has not enforced employers to pay that. The unemployment office hasn't enforced that to be done because the government hasn't done it themselves. The government is not even doing it. America is not even doing it. America is not paying SSI benefits by Bitcoin. They're not paying the welfare by Bitcoin. They're not paying retirements by Bitcoin. So they haven't enforced it. So since they haven't enforced it and they're not doing it, they're not going to make someone else do it. You understand? So, however, the best way to get around that is that you can become a person who is a consumer. You can become someone who does take classes to learn about these new ways of currency and digital currency, Bitcoin, blockchain, so on and so forth, cryptocurrency. There are a lot of classes out there that you can take online. There are a lot of classes that you can take online that are introductory classes that are free. And there's some classes that you can just take online at different colleges and different places that allow it. And just pay for the class and learn one by one each class of how to form a Bitcoin and a cryptocurrency, how to do the account, what it is, so on and so forth. And then next thing you know, I'm sure more likely you'll have your own currency, because actually America used to have gold and fiat currency at the same time, but they took that all away. So they don't have that. And so now you have Naira, which is Nigeria. Nigeria's going to have their new currency, which is going to be the Naira, the Bitcoin, the blockchain, and gold all together. You know? So America hasn't even converted to that type of currency yet, you know? But you can. You don't have to wait on America. You can get into what's going on right now and learn for yourself by taking some courses online. Thank you for listening. This is Variety Shanavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live, giving you a part two on a digital currency commentary. Thank you for listening.
Betray or deceive you, my friend, but
if you show me the cash, then I will take it. If you tell me to cry, then I will fake it. If you give me a hand, then I will shake it.
You will do anything for money.
Anything, anything, anything for money. Die for you, die for you. I can sell my soul to the devil.
Gluttony and greed, then watch the ones with the biggest smiles, the idle jabbers, cause they're the backstabbers.
If you know it's a lie, then you will swear it. If you give it with yours, then you will bear it. If it's taking a chance, then you will dare it.
You do.